Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
The Virginia House of Delegates is a place that loves its traditions, like referring to the gentleman from Roanoke or the gentlewoman from Prince William. But now that Republicans are facing the first transgender delegate, they're abandoning that tradition. Democratic delegate Danica Rome says she's not really worried about that.
Yeah, we should get to gender neutral. That's fine overall, but it shouldn't come at the expense of just not referring to the first trans woman as that. And at the same time, I also understand that as a freshman delegate, I have so many more important things to deal with than whether I'm being called gentlewoman or delegate.
Republican Caucus Chairman Tim Hugo says the House is being progressive.
The Senate did it many years ago. They're just trying to be in conformity with what the Senate did. The Senate set the precedent.
As you're well aware, this being viewed by a lot of people as a reaction to sort of gender issues surrounding the new transgender delegate. What's your reaction to that?
I don't think so. I don't think it's a reaction. I think everybody's been very welcoming to the new delegate, and I think she deserves respect, and everybody's going to give it to her.
During the campaign, the Republican Party funded a piece of direct mail that referred to Rome as a he rather than a she. Now that she's here in Richmond, they're calling her a she, even if they're not referring to her as a gentlewoman. Reporting from the Capitol in Richmond, I'm Michael Pope.